we started the group because we're looking at U of I's situation. You know, we kept hearing this, you know, chief issue come up a lot because we were both pretty involved in the Native American community, and the chief issue keeps coming up. People want it back, or they're not, or they continue to wear the shirts and all that stuff. All the activities basically just are keep continuing. So we were trying to think of a way that would help give people the same benefits that the chief gave, you know, unity and excitement and all that stuff at sporting events and whatnot, but in a way that allows the university to keep a good image, because obviously the chief has become a big enough issue. It's kind of a national thing now, with the Indian mascots, that it's not really in U of I's best interest to keep something like that going. And so we were trying to find, basically it's kind of like a compromise effort, try and find something that people could agree on as a new symbol or a new mascot, and have the university adopt it.
For Campus Spirit Revival, are there different members who have different feelings about this, or does the group kind of have a sole main mission? And what would you say is that mission statement?
Well, the people who are working on it, like, you know, constantly, everybody is entitled to have their own opinion, because when we first started, the idea was to come at it from the standpoint of the chief has been removed and there's nothing you can really do to change that, you know, and the chancellor echoed that, you know, just recently. She said that, you know, it's not coming back. We kind of recognize that fighting for the chief is something that isn't going to happen, or isn't going to be successful. So we try to come from the angle of, you know, okay, if we can't have the chief, what can we give the students then? So it doesn't really require, you don't have to be a part of Campus Spirit Revival if you are a diehard chief fan. If you just want to have a symbol again, that's, you know, enough to care about the issue.
So you don't, I mean, Campus Spirit Revival isn't necessarily anti-chief. They're just about finding a symbol that that will work for the university and move the university forward.
Exactly.
When we say symbol, are we talking about mascot, or are we talking about a symbol?
Yeah, that was something that was a discussion on our webpage, whether we're talking about a symbol or mascot. I've been using the words interchangeably. Personally, I think that the chief does qualify as a mascot. I mean, it's just, we're all talking about the same thing. So when I say mascot, or I say symbol, I'm thinking of, like, mascot is more like somebody, you know, the physical representation of the symbol, or like the logo. If that makes any sense.
Do you look at the chief as something that is disrespectful, that is hurtful? And even if the chief was still around today and there wasn't a discussion about getting rid of it, would you feel the need to maybe speak up about it?
Yeah, I would.
How come?
Well, it doesn't. The thing with the reasoning for the chief being removed is, it's not like that the information of why, you know, all of the explanation why this thing has to be gone, it's not a secret. There's lots of materials out there that go into detail. There's lots of statements made by, you know, like the American Psychological Association has a statement. The National Congress of American Indian has a statement. The actual tribes that the symbol was intended to honor, that the chief was intended to honor, they have also made statements asking, you know, for it to cease and for the regalia back. It's really hard to find any dispute for any of that evidence why, you know, this is a problematic mascot to have. I don't really think you have to I don't think that it really matters what I think personally. I think that all of this, all of the evidence that you can find out there, that, and we've done our best to post it and make it accessible. I don't want to say it's a no-brainer because I understand that, you know, it's got a long history, and some people, they grew up with it. You know, it's part of their identity. It's really just their thing. But we're just going to have to. It's something that can't be continued in the future. It has its place in the past, but as far as it being an official piece of U of I's future, it's just not going to happen.
Does it surprise you that we're still having this conversation about the chief? Is this something that, you know, you think will continue 30 years from now?
I'm personally not surprised because, you know, when I came here in 2010, it was obvious that the chief was still a part of U of I. You know, just because it wasn't the official symbol didn't mean that it was gone from the campus. It was very, very still here. Do I think that it'll be a 30-year issue? No, I definitely hope not. I think that what this situation requires is we need the university, and by university I mean, you know, administrative members, the board of trustees, and the chancellor. They need to take it the next step past removing the chief. They need to enforce it, and they need to take steps to make sure that it's understood why they made their decision to the public and to the students. I think at that point it will start to become more clear why this has happened, and I think that at that point we might have more success in picking something new to represent U of I's identity.
Do you feel like the campus is very much divided over this issue? And do you feel that in some ways it has kept the university from moving forward, at least the university community from moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that there's a division based on this past vote and based on, you know, all the comments and stuff that, you know, that happen on the internet. There's clearly some people who are very strongly opposed to having anything besides the chief. And then there's some people who really desperately want to move away from this situation and move on by picking something new. And there's not really much you can do to deny that's happening. And I forgot the other part of the question. I'm sorry.
The January survey, those results might not get released. What do you think of all this?
Yeah, well, that would be a shame. Like I said before, that the vote, I mean, granted, I guess Josh Good represents, would represent people who don't want a new mascot. But in this whole, you know, in this whole vote to reinstate the chief and everything, he really identified that the majority of the people who don't want a new mascot are doing so because they want the chief, which complicates the whole situation and I can understand why then that they're making it so difficult for this vote to our vote to happen. But like I said before, I think that they branded the vote as something that it wasn't, which put it up for all of these, landed it in court and is giving it all the problems that it's having right now.
Yeah, and then we were talking on the phone last night. You talked about some other universities and how, you know, they haven't really experienced the issues that the U of I has. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
the first example I gave was, you know, I went to Marquette, and when I got there, I didn't even realize that they were, at one point, the Golden Warriors, I think they were. They were just the Golden Eagles. And, you know, coming into the school, you know, I had no problem with that. And I didn't really put it together until, I think it was my second or third semester, when I started questioning why they had this one paper that was called The Warrior, and I was wondering why it was that. And then I found out, you know, they were the Golden Warriors in the past, right before I left, came to U of I. So they had a situation where they needed to remove their mascot, and they did so, and they replaced something, you know, really quickly. And so people coming in, they got to know the new mascot really quick, and, you know, it seemed pretty much fine. It was all good. And then there was, you know, other examples, like, well, there's lots of schools that have decided to replace their Indian mascots and picked something new, and they had success with it. There wasn't, you know, too many. There aren't too many stories like where there was a lot of trouble and a lot of problems. Like even Stanford, were the Stanford Indians at one point. And they, granted, their transition took a little while. They picked something new, and it's as far as I know, it's not a huge ongoing debate, not a huge ongoing problem. They haven't faced any of the all of the threats that U of I has gotten, you know, with like losing donations and stuff like that. One hasn't happened since the chief was removed, so I doubt it happens again if we were to pick something new. Stanford had the same threats, you know, and they also didn't happen. I think that people would realize that cutting funding to a university because they decided to have a new mascot is not really a reason to deprive students of financial support and the school of financial support.
Finally, what do you hope to achieve with Campus Spirit Revival? Your time with the organization, you're going to be leaving it soon, is that correct?
Yes, I plan to be moving on and at the end of this month, and so I'm going to just contribute everything else I can to the issue, and then hopefully I'll have a job. I'll be working somewhere on some other problem. What was the question?
What do you hope to achieve with this group?
I want to make sure that our message is understood by university and by the board of trustees and the chancellor, because ultimately the chancellor is the one who can bring this discussion of picking something new to the board of trustees for something to actually happen. I would really like that to happen, but I can understand if it would take a little bit more than just the next 2 weeks. But I want to leave it in a way that it possibly could.